Lively viewers, welcome to another amazing episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, the conclusion of a two-part series. Kuro, meaning black in Japanese, is the name of a wild baby starling that was rescued by Izumi Kyle in June of 1981, when she was in the sixth grade. At the time, she lived with her parents, Keiko and Yoko Izuka, and siblings Ayumi, Megumi, and Nana in Toronto, Canada. Kuro lived with the Izuka family for 19 happy years, nearly four times the average lifespan of a starling. In fact, at age 18, Kuro set a record by being the world's oldest living domesticated starling. When Kuro was a few months old, it was discovered he could say things like, "Good bird," "Pretty bird," "Kiss," "Kuro stay," and many combinations thereof.
Good.
I really love to whistle, and so he would always sit on my shoulder and really listen intently on how I would whistle and mimic whatever I would whistle. He knew me as the musician in the family.
I don't think she realized she was actually a bird. We were her family, so she assumed that she was one of us.
I don't think we realized she was a bird either.
No. She would walk sister. And follow you around the house. It wasn't necessarily just flying. If you walked somewhere, she would be right behind, trailing behind and keeping up her pace.
She often preferred to walk. I have memories of her racing across the living room floor if you called her from one end of the room.
One day, Kuro unexpectedly flew away from home.
I remember it very, very well, where the front door was kept open just a little bit longer, and of course the bird, Curious, flew outside, and immediately our entire family was in panic mode. Where is Kuro? Where is Kuro? And I remember riding this, you know, red bike that I had around the neighborhood, screaming Kuro's name, trying to find this wild starling. It's probably one of the most common starlings in Canada. And as I look on the lawns, there's all these starlings, and I keep calling, "Kuro, Kuro, is that you?"
Oh my gosh.
And after about an hour of cycling around the entire neighborhood, I called at every starling that I could see, and there was one in a tree, and I said, "Kuro," and this starling didn't fly away. And the starling instead looked down at me. And I'm like, "Kuro!" And it slowly came down one branch. And then finally, when I had a good line of sight on the bird, I see this starling in its winter coat in the middle of summer. So I knew it had to be Kuro, because he would always often have his winter coat in the summer. So then I coaxed Kuro down, and he was all wet. He had taken a bath somewhere, you know, and he came back to me and he said, "Good bird." And that was it. And I grabbed the bird, and then I cycled home with one hand and brought Kuro back to our house. So that was probably the happiest moment in my childhood, finding my bird again.
When Kuro was 3 years old, his delightful presence helped the family during a challenging time, and this led to a book called Kuro the Starling.
This book, you know, was a family project that we took on one summer. My mother's mother had fallen ill, so she had left for Japan. And there were four girls. We were aged 12 to 17. And my father left with four girls to manage. And, you know, we were all kind of struggling with not having our mother around. And so he decided, let's do a little project together as a family. So we put together a manuscript. We wrote all the little stories of our experiences with Kuro, put them in little chapters, and luckily a publisher, Nelson Canada, took it on as a reader. And so it was a grade 3 reader, one of, I think, 5 books within a reading series. And so it was in the Canadian schools for many, many years as a little reader.
Being a brilliant bird, Kuro would rapidly learn nearly anything he was taught.
Here's a little picture of Kuro doing one of her tricks, where she would fly through a hoop that we put between us. So she would do this with two people kind of arm distance away from each other, but she would also fly through a hoop if we created a larger distance between us. So she was quite intelligent, and she'd kind of pick up what we'd want to teach her, and she would get things pretty quickly.
This one is a motorized bicycle, and then there's a switch, relay switch, and whenever a crow perch on this, she pulls this lever, and then she goes around, and and she really enjoys, as if she's driving, ha, 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 people.
She could do other little tricks, too. There's another photo of her where she would play catch with us. So my younger sister, Ayumi, here, is throwing up a grape for her to catch, and she would catch it in midair like a dog catching a frisbee and eat the grape.
The Izuka family had other animal companions in the house, and Kudo loved them all.
Two of them are so intimate each other. Great babysitter for Kuro. Kuro is babysitting Ginebe. And then I take her out in the morning, and then they're greeting each other. Ginebe eat Kuro's food. Kuro is eating guinea pigs. And the Kuro actually loves everybody, every animal. So when he is alive, we have three baby starling we raise up and then let them go. And then two robins live together with. There is a picture, two together. And then red squirrel. And then duck. And the baby duck.
There was one animal that she was more like siblings with, the lovebird, who loved to look at herself in the mirror. And we had a little Japanese doll that was like a kimono, and the kimono would open and it would be mirrors inside. So the love bird would just love looking at itself in the mirror. And Kuda would come along and slam the door shut. And then fly away. And then the love bird would walk over again. Its beak slowly open the mirrors up again. Kuda would come back, slam the door shut again with her beak. But they would hang out together. It was just this funny thing that Kuda would always do whenever the love bird was looking at itself.
Yeah, Kuda was very mischievous at times.
She was very playful.
Kudo lived an incredible 19 years with the Izuka family before passing away peacefully in December 2000. We asked Izumi why she believes that Kudo lived so long.
Starlings in the wild, they can live anywhere from 2.5 years to, you know, potentially 10 years. They're a very sturdy, adaptable species. I do believe, obviously, our entire family loving Kudo, and my mother staying home and really caring for the bird. I remember many times coming home, and if there was no food for the girls, she'd be like, okay, let's just take out. But if there's something missing for the bird, she would be the first one to drive to the store and get something for the bird, make sure the bird was okay.
Here are some final thoughts on Kudo.
Brought us together, we never ever had issues with her.
She gave unique experiences to each of us that only our family would understand, living with a wild animal. So it's something that we talk fondly of and that we live through together. So it's something that we will carry for the rest of our lives, and we were very enriched by having her with us.
I really appreciate her.
Heartfelt thanks, Izuka family, for sharing the wonderful story of Kudo, and may this blended starling story inspire more love, respect, and care for our animal friends worldwide. For more information on Kudo the starling, please visit www.starlingtalk.com/kudo.htm. Compassionate viewers, it was lovely to have you with us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May divine melodies forever connect our hearts with heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.